smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuning in my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative of all your guys' listeners. We have a great jam-packed show for today. If your guys are into cool acting or actors or all that kind of good stuff, we got Ryan Keir Armstrong from the new show Star Wars Skeleton Crew, as well as actor Dean Armstrong from the CW's Sullivan's Crossing. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to email, want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.StarRoseEntertainment.tv. That's www.StarRoseEntertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, or you just want to email me some nice comments, that kind of stuff that I like to read off the air sometimes, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And if you really want to hit me up on socials, that kind of good stuff, that's at Tyrone Tan over on formerly known as Twitter. It's X now. Tyrone Tan, TYRONETAN is a Nancy, N is a Nancy over on X. And then thanks to the hacker there, it's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then if you, and then there's this new thing called Threads, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, without further ado, normally I'll bring in my guest co-host of the hour. My guest co-host is off today working on a project, but I do want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that we've had throughout the seasons. It's always fun to have some friends or colleagues on the studio and banter with. Today's going to be a jam-packed show. I just want to get right to the nitty-gritty of everything. And normally I'll do some movie reviews, all that kind of good stuff, but because these are two awesome guests that just have a prolific careers and a lot to their resume, I just want to just start talking right away with them. So without further ado, if you guys are first off, I'll tell you this. These two people, dear to my heart, we met recently and just instantaneously were people that I thought were just really good, positive, inspiring type of people, which is hence why I wanted to bring them on right away. And one is this, one is about to be doing some other stuff we're going to get into. And so we want to try to get this person in now, as well as the another person as well. It's got so much going on. That's why we just want to start, just bringing them in. And like I said, so again, thank you all for the guest co-host. But these two people, the little background, Ryan Keir Armstrong, you've seen her in movies such as Firestarter, TV shows such as American Horror Story, and Disney Plus's Star Wars Skeleton Crew. She plays Fern, a.k.a. Captain Fern on the show. And then we got Dean Armstrong, who's this dashing gentleman, the person I also met, who's on the CW Sullivan's Crossing. He's been on Queer as Folk and Broadway's Rent and so much. I mean, you got to check out both their IMDb's. It's just like, we'll take the whole show just reading off all their IMDb's. But before that, what I'm just going to do, I'm just going to bring them in onto the show. But like, I think, in my opinion, they're kind of like, let me see here. They're to me, I like to bring in people. They remind me of kind of like royalty in a way, meaning they're the kinds of people that I feel that are just very nice and special. So I thought we'd bring them in a very traditional style, maybe something like on a chariot or a princess type of carriage. So I'll want to make them feel special, make them feel right at home. So we're going to bring them in. So sometimes, as you've heard this show, sometimes we bring in people on limos, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders. But I just want to go traditional route because these are very cool people and I want to make them feel special. So we're going to bring them in on the chariot and Princess S. Cinderella S. carriage, so to speak. Well, they're going to come in duo style. They're going to be coming down the studio on this. So on the count of three, I'm going to press that button, whistle in on the horses on both the chariots and the Cinderella S. Carriage. Here we go. One, two, three. Uh-oh. Here wow. They come. Coming down. Down hello. The main street.
Hello, everyone.
There they come. And,
so good to see you.
They're waving to all the fans out there.
Thank you for coming.
They're all
thank you for coming.
They're throwing roses at them.
I didn't expect to see you here.
Thank you so much.
They're stopping to sign some autographs and some selfies.
Wonderful.
The dean's, oh my God, there's all these people throwing numbers at him. Ryan, oh my gosh, there's all the selfies and autographs there. Here they come, waving to everybody. Hello, everyone. Here they come, coming down
Thank you so much.
The chariot,
as well as
the Cinderella-esque carriage. Here they are from Disney Plus's Star Wars Skeleton Crew. We got Ryan Keir Armstrong, and then from the CWC Sullivan Crossing, Dean Armstrong. Here they are. Welcome, Ryan Keir Armstrong and Dean Armstrong.
This is the music that they play you off of the stage at the Oscars.
Welcome to Star Wars Entertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Tyrone, I don't think I can go anywhere else in the world from this moment forward without
an entrance like that.
Without that music, yeah. Without that entrance.
Look at all those fans, too. Oh, my God. I don't know if they're any of them taken.
I can't believe there's so many people here.
Well, look at that. Again, we got Ryan Keir Armstrong and Dean Armstrong. Father and daughter, Dean.
Oh, the music's going.
Awesome.
It's so unfortunate.
I feel like I need to speak a little bit more epically with that music behind me. Well, and tomorrow we will be moving forward, us together.
While you talk.
A united population, people of these United States.
Well, again, welcome to Star Wars Entertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first up, great to have you guys here. I know both of you guys have busy schedules, but I was trying to tell the audience, and normally, again, we do a banter with my guest co-hosts, and we do movie reviews, but I just wanted to cut to the chase, man, and lady, because it's just so much. I know I don't want to take up that much time with movie reviews, so I'll try to make that up, guys, for the next show. First off, I just want to tell you this. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Can we still say that?
Yeah. Well,
I guess we can. It's still in January.
I don't know if it's too late.
Yeah, no, I think we can still say it.
I think it's acceptable.
It's New Year. And then
it's exciting.
I hope you had a great holiday season, because when we actually met was it right before Christmas, right before
LA Mission,
LA Missions.
Yeah.
We got a big shout out to the LA Missions, because that was where we kind of connected
day.
Right there. And mm-hmm. and that's where I literally, I'll be honest with you, I'm going to say this publicly, that's where I kind of fell in love with you guys. Like, literally, you guys were the types of people, if you guys have not got to meet these two people, just very warm-hearted, just sincere people.
Thank you. Honestly, the feeling is 100% mutual.
And it's not just saying this over there. This is literally, I'll kind of do a play-by-play really quick. I came in, I was covering this event, and the first person I see is, she was like right to my left, I remember, and she was standing. Basically, if anyone knows, the LA Missions help serve a lot of the people in need, a lot of homeless, a lot of people that, you know, need food and all that kind of stuff. And these two people, these talents, were helping volunteer their time and served during the holidays. And the first person I kind of see to my left when I walk in is Ryan Keir Armstrong. And then she was delightful. I was like, hey, you know, we'll do an interview. She's like, yeah. And then right after that, your father, Dean Armstrong, this gentleman, he actually extends his hand to me and he looks me straight in the eye and he goes, hey, my name is Dean. And he goes, I'm, you know, Dean Armstrong. And I go, oh, hey. And I was like, oh, this is like, oh, you're like related. And they're like, oh, that's our father. But just that gesture alone made me go, I like this guy, because it was the respectful, courteous, but also the way you introduced yourself. Mm-hmm. And then we just kind of hit it off and we just kind of hung out that whole time. And I just saw both you guys in action, and I literally, and then afterwards, after we talked, I was just like, I just love these two people. And when I say love, I mean that just genuinely as human beings, as just like these, there's something special about them. And then we communicated throughout this last couple months, and now you guys are here. So I want to say that to the audience as well.
Well, you know, aside from the LA Missions, I mean, regardless of that day, every single day of our lives, it's an opportunity to connect with people. And I just think I would be remiss in any forum to not extend you know, courteous introduction and a level of appreciation for someone that shares obviously a very similar ideology when it comes to connecting with people and sharing stories with people, doing good with and for people. But you know, your energy, Tyrone.
Yeah, when you meet people, like, there's certain people that when you meet them, you just know.
Yeah.
And you're one of those people.
Aww. You've got such incredible energy. I mean, you are kind of like a sun, and we are all part of the solar system around you. We gravitate towards you.
Oh, well, I it's first off, humbled by that. I'm very appreciative, but it's likewise, seriously. And I thought of you guys this whole time, and hence you know, I wanted to extend doing things off the air. We, you know, did some little exchange of something, and that was my way of letting you guys know that how much I actually sincerely do care.
Oh, we appreciate it.
So, oh, appreciate.
But here we go. So I don't know if your people talk to my people. Did you get the memo?
Oh, yes, yes. Hold on one second. I've got to get it from one of the people in the crowd here. Excuse me, you there. So would you mind bringing over that document?
So the memo is, we want the audience, if not fans already, want to get to know you guys, become maybe more fans, or maybe just finding out about you guys right now, but we want to get to know you, and we want to start off with the one hard-hitting question. Ready? The hard-hitting question is, we're going to start off with Ryan Keir Armstrong, is... Where are you born and raised?
Oh my gosh. That's like the trickiest question ever. I was originally born in Manhattan, New York City. And ever since then, I've just been on the road mostly. And now currently I'm in Los Angeles, but...
Awesome. Okay, so in New York.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. New York. And Dean Armstrong, where are you born and raised?
Oh, I was born in a very small town.
Smallville.
About 3 hours north of Toronto is a small town called Owen Sound. It's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. And small population of 20,000 people when I grew up there and when I left that town. And the population, I do believe, remains the same even today. But... Yeah, I grew up in a small town in the 70s where calling places was a big deal, let alone going there, because, of course, there was something called long distance.
Yeah, yeah.
And your parents would never allow you longer than X amount of time to speak to somebody that you knew outside of that little community. Yeah. So the idea of the world was a much bigger thing than it certainly has been in the experiences that my daughter has had. I think she saw more of the world at 6 than I had by the time I was 30.
So. Well, even going to visit Owen Sound, it feels like the world has stopped there.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You have been visited.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's great.
She's like, yeah, it's great.
I feel like I go back to his childhood, but yeah.
That's awesome. But hey, it's humble beginnings, that kind of thing.
Well, you have, however, said that you do think the more you learn about my childhood, that I may have grown up in the last great generation where it was kind of absent of a lot of the things that are kind of...
So much freedom.
Yeah. A lot of distractions That's today, fun. Comparatively, as opposed to the outside. Yeah.
Well, now we'll start off with Ryan Keir Armstrong, again, one of the stars of Disney Plus's Star Wars Skeleton Crew, who plays Fern, a.k.a. the Captain Fern. Did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an actress or in the entertainment industry?
Yeah, well, so as you know, my dad's an actor. And I guess I just being around him, I feel like I'm always constantly learning from him in real life and also professionally. Like, I would always sit in when he was, like, coaching or teaching classes. And I don't know. I think I was just always fascinated by the craft. And I guess I knew.
Now, which was going to lead to my next question, which is, who were your inspirations into the acting? Would it have been your father? Or is there someone else?
It would be my dad. Aww. I think I was on the set of Saw when I was...
Oh,
like
wow.
2 days old.
Wow.
So
you see all these blood?
It was 2 or 3 days.
Wow,
old.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And could you vividly remember that at that age? Like
at 2 days old?
Oh, 2 days. I said 2 years old.
No, 2 days.
No, 2 days old.
Well, I guess it's probably inaccurate. I think we traveled. It was probably 4 days.
Yeah.
It was 4 days. You would have been 4 days old.
Wow. So, but obviously being around him,
obviously
inspired you.
Definitely, and today, still. And, like, I genuinely think we have one of the best relationships because, I mean, I'm doing, like, my favorite thing in the world with my dad.
And that you said it right there, bingo. You're doing, to this day, you look up to your dad, but also your relationship. And that was what gravitated me to you guys. It wasn't just, not to say there's nothing against a mother-daughter team, stage mother, that kind of thing. But I rarely, because I see a lot of those, and I know a lot of friends that are very dear ones. But I've never rarely seen a father-daughter team in this entertainment industry, at least that are out and about. And that was what was special about this, and people that don't know, you guys have this unique, really good bond, and that's what gravitated me, why I paid attention a little bit more. So I'm going to bounce this to you, Dean Armstrong, from CW Sullivan's Crossing, and also from Queer as Folk and Broadway's hit Brent. Did you know, growing up, you always wanted to be an actor or in the entertainment industry?
I just wanted to say, just on the close of that, sorry, it's not often that I know we both feel it, and it exists, and I think the world sees it, but we spend so much time together professionally, which obviously integrates, it can't not integrate those personal relationships that you share. I mean, she's my best friend. She is my daughter. She is my colleague, my client, my mentor, someone I look up to. Uh-huh. The things that she does that inspires me. It's hard to even remotely get my mind around the depth and the wealth of gifts that she possesses, that she's already contributed in this what feels like a lifetime of experiences, but in just a few relatively short years, the strides and the leaps that she has made, and the storytelling that she's contributed to, has been just so profound to just watch, and but to hear her say that, because it's hard. We're also dad and daughter, right? Yeah. And like, dads are they're not always right, and they're not always smart. Yeah. And of course, the daughter's always right and always smart.
Of course. And I'll always eat his food, even when I get none. And we're at In-N-Out Burger, I'll eat his burger.
That's just the way it works. But, we don't spend a lot of time in a position of extending a level of appreciation and gratitude, because I think we just live appreciation and we live gratitude. But when she said it just seconds ago, it profoundly moved me, because I'm grateful that she is appreciative and acknowledges what you've identified, Tyrone, which is I don't know another relationship like this that exists. I've been in this industry for 33 years. Yeah. I look around. I see a lot of wonderful, incredible artists in this business that don't necessarily share this unique dynamic that we have. And I feel so grateful that we get to go on this journey together. And they talk about, some people talk about, children choosing their parents.
Yeah.
And this feels of that design. Yeah. And again, I'm just so grateful to have this incredible spirit in my life. She makes the world better. She really does, and she makes my life better.
Well, I could, and that's what I saw. And the best thing what I saw, that people don't know, when I talked to you, I was interviewing you at the LA Mission event, the one thing that really stood out for me that I really liked was when you said, my daughter's in the entertainment industry, and she's like, and you use this word, and I'll never forget it. She's like, and she eclipsed my career already, but you were so proud of that. You did. It wasn't like, I've seen parent teams where, whether someone's the successful actor, and then it's the kid coming, and vice versa, and sometimes there's competitiveness or bitterness. There was not that whatsoever, and you were so proud. You were more proud, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's what I fell in love with. I was literally, he was like, my daughter has eclipsed my career, but I am so supportive. And I was like, whoa, how? And she was away. She was not even, she was serving food, and that's what made me like you so much more, literally. And I literally looked at both of you, and I even said to you, I said, how is she so humble? And because, again, anyone's, I've been in this industry just as long as you have, where you see someone gets some kind of big success, it goes to them, especially on sometimes young talent. And she was not an ounce, an ounce that I was like, oh, this is not a bratty kid. This is a kid. And I literally fell in love with you in the sense of, like, as a human being. And literally, wow, she's crying. Oh, this wasn't going to be 60 minutes.
This is so emotional. I can't help myself.
Oh, but this is why it was so special. That's why I wanted you guys on together, because I wanted the audience to see how special of a bond this was. This wasn't about whose career is better, who's this, who does more. This is about you guys as people. I respected you two as a duo, as talent. talent and colleagues in this industry, but and that's what I that's why I wanted you guys on the show, because I want other people to see, wow, this is something special, this is something unique, and I want to start off this new year with you know, showing that, because there's so much going on in this world. You know, there's a lot of stuff. We have the LA fires going on, which we want to also acknowledge to everybody out there that's been going through. I have a lot of friends that were you know, that have been affected. I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah.
And all the people that came together as well. It was such a positive note to see that. But and then a lot of you guys, the listeners and you know, audiences and people that I so appreciate all your guys' support and a lot of stuff that you know, DMs and all that kind of good stuff and messages. But again, that's awesome. But really quickly, who inspired you before, let's say, she came into the world? Was there anyone, that one person or actor or actress maybe that?
You know, I didn't have anybody in my family that was even remotely closely linked to the arts. It was something that the idea of storytelling, the idea of entertaining people, the idea of making people laugh. Laughter is just such, it just seems to be such a missing ingredient in people's everyday lives, that it was something that I always felt compelled to do, to have an impact on somebody in a way that made them smile, in a way that made them laugh. And again, where I grew up, and again, it being in the 70s and 80s, arts weren't an enormously prevalent subject to train or study at that time in my life. So as much as I identified it as something that people did as extracurricular or for fun or just pure entertainment, you know, I didn't think it was something that I could ever pursue vocationally. So my idea at that time, the first opportunity I had to take a dramatic arts class was grade 11, and it was only offered in grade 11 and grade 12, even though there were 13 grades in Ontario at that time. I grew up in Canada, and it was an OAC year, or an Ontario Academic Credit, where it was designed for people wanting to go off to university. And so drama or theatrical studies ceased to exist at that stage. So I got scholarships, and I did very well in those studies, but still made a decision at the close of my high school period to go away to university to pursue being an environmental lawyer. I was really interested in the environment way before it was cool to be interested in the environment, but that's what I went to school for. And then I was actually inspired by being surrounded by people at that university that were pursuing artistic careers, and I just went, you're here to become an artist, a musician, you know, a visual artist, an actor. Is that even something I can do? And so I made the decision quite late in my life to switch gears from those previous studies into the arts, and then I moved to Toronto, and frankly, the rest is history. Wow. I was very fortunate enough to garner momentum from the onset of moving to Toronto that eventually moved me to New York in 1999 to do the musical Rent.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's go. Now, tennis backing back to Ryan Keir Armstrong, which is like, which is so awesome just to hear. So obviously I probably know this answer, but when you wanted to get in the showbiz, what I'm assuming you had support, and then what was that one decision where you just said, where was that one point where you're like, Dad, I want to do this, like, I want to do what you do? When was that point?
And
when did you realize this is what, because some kids don't want to do it. I have a lot of friends that their parents are in this industry, and like, they're famous as well, but they're like, I didn't want nothing to do with the business. But for you, what struck me to you about you, just people that don't know, that maybe not saw that interview with me with you, you said, and I saw it in your eyes, you said, this is what I want to do. I really like this. I really want to do this industry. And that, it was the way you said it. It was so sincere. Was this when you decided and you said to your dad, I want to do this? Do you remember that moment?
I do. I guess I don't remember the exact moment, but I've heard it told so many times. I was 5 years old.
Four
years old. And I was at my dad's studio, and I was like, Dad, watch, like, can you record me? And I think this is after watching him coach a class or something. I'm not quite sure. But I was like, record me and whatever. And I then proceeded to do three separate scenes that I made up on the spot. with different wardrobe changes, hair changes. He still has those recordings somewhere, but
emotional shifts, different characters, so different relationship dynamics, different stories.
One of them was like about zombies. I don't know how that got in there, but
could have been Saw.
Just might have been. But I think it was that day. But I remember initially he was kind of against me being an actor for kind of the best reasons, and I completely understand where he was coming from, only because he wanted to protect me.
Yeah.
Because it is a really harsh industry for everyone.
The industry is hard for the best people in the business.
Oh, yeah.
So for anyone that has the aspiration or the desire or the willingness to have the tenacity and the perseverance and the commitment to the skill set development, mm-hmm. I mean, it is hard for the best.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible for those that are
there. And there's so much rejection, too.
There. I think any parent, I mean, even today speaking here, I wouldn't wish this profession on anybody as much as I think it's the greatest profession in the world.
Yeah.
And it has brought me so much joy and happiness and fulfillment. And having an opportunity to connect with people through storytelling that resonates and stands the test of time when it exists on the big screen or small screen, that people can, you know, see a show that you shot 10 years ago as if you shot it yesterday.
Yeah.
And that it has that resonating impact. But yeah, I was apprehensive about her interest to pursue it because, well, two things. Number one, what if she wasn't any good?
Gotcha.
I would have to be responsible, I think, as a parent, and given the contributions that I had made at that juncture and what I continue to do today in the developing awareness of actors. I've discovered and built and launched a lot of international careers, and it's my job and it's my responsibility to communicate to actors at different junctures where they are at, where they need to go. And in some particular cases, to perhaps consider alternative professions.
Yeah.
And this is something I would have said
if
it wasn't there. I mean, get out of the game now before you get hurt. So I was very apprehensive about that. And not knowing what that, I didn't want her to be subjected to judgment and evaluation and to compromise ego and esteem, self-esteem. All of these things are things that you have to consider at that age.
Well, also at the ripe age of 4 years old.
Yeah, four years old. And it was 2 years before I made a final decision to welcome the invitations that I might add were extended pretty frequently by casting directors. She didn't have an agent, but I knew a lot of casting directors.
Yeah.
This was actually in Toronto. And I had sent this video that Ryan has infamously referenced.
I cannot watch this video. It is so bad.
It's so fantastic.
It's terrible.
I'm going to have to share it with you, Tyrone. I shared it with different casting directors. I said, when's she going to start? And I said, I don't know. She's four. Yeah. And I would receive, casting notifications with regards to different projects for my consideration. And as it's turned out, the very first audition that Ryan ever did was her first booking, was her first 3 years on a series, which was a Netflix series produced by Moira Wally Beckett called Anne with an E.
Wow.
But that was Ryan's introduction to this industry, which was working regularly on this series, and then she just didn't stop.
Oh, wow. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to run out of time, but what we want to do...
What?
I know. We still got some time, but I'm saying we got to cut to a music break. So what are we going to do? We normally have my guest co-host introduce this, but we're going to have you two kind of say this. So anyways, here's the name. What's the name of this state?
Oh...
What state?
This
California?
State. Oh, okay.
I thought you meant the state of my mental health.
No. So, okay. So, the song name is named
California.
California. And actually, the artist, you actually have met him. You kind of know him. You worked next to him serving at LA Missions. To your left, he was a gentleman.
Oh, California Holidays?
His name is Alexander James Rodriguez.
Yes.
Do you remember him? He served at LA Missions. So he was an artist. He was a guest on the show. We're gonna play one of his songs, and we're going to come back more with Ryan Keir Armstrong from Disney Plus's Star Wars Skeleton Crew, and then Dean Armstrong from CW's Sullivan's Crossing. So if you guys could introduce this, it's Alexander James Rodriguez with the song California. Can you say that?
Okay, Alexander... I thought we were going to do word for word. Alexander James.
Rodriguez. And then the name of the song is?
California.
Okay, let's do that again. Okay, one more time.
Wow. Alexander James Rodriguez, and we're about to listen to?
California.
There we go. Okay, here he goes. It's Alexander James Rodriguez with the song California, and we'll be back more with Ryan Keir Armstrong and Dean Armstrong back here, right here at Star Wars Entertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Sun is out and the waves are high. It never rains, so we always shine. Like a dream, and we live it every day. Grab our boards and we're feeling good. In Venice Beach where we're understood. The water's warm and the vibes are great today. Yeah, yeah. Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California.
The beautiful girls, NYC has the diamonds and pearls, but in LA it's the best of both worlds. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California, where you can get.
We are back here again. That was, what was the song, Ryan?
California.
And it was by
Alexander James Rodriguez.
All right. Well, did you like the song?
Well executed.
Sorry, I was just really excited.
You stole that from me this time. I was preparing.
Who was it? Who is it from? Dean?
Alexander James Court. Dean Rodriguez.
There we go.
Gosh.
Did you like the song?
Yeah, it was
awesome.
Great. I
cool.
loved it.
Again, so if you like that song, let me know. That's Alexander James Rodriguez with the song California. Let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like this song, support him. Check him out on Spotify, YouTube, all that kind of good stuff. He's got new music videos, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah. But we are back here with my guest of the hour. We got actress from Disney Plus's Star Wars Skeleton Crew. We got Ryan Keir Armstrong. Welcome back. And then we got from CW's Sullivan's Crossing, Dean Armstrong. Welcome back.
You got so low there.
I know. I really liked it.
And really quickly, man, I cannot believe how much time. We got not that much time left. But I want to run through some stuff. Ryan, you've done stuff from Firestarter, American Horror Story, The Old Way. Was it The Old Way?
Yeah,
with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And Dean Armstrong, Queer as Folk, Rant, from Saw. You guys got to check both these people out. That's Ryan Keir Armstrong and Dean Armstrong, both on IMDb. There's so much credits you guys got, and you have so much work. But we don't have the amount of credits you guys have. We want to talk about. We don't have much time in general, but really quickly. So you play right now, Fern. Yeah. On Star Wars Skeleton Crew. Tell the audience a little bit about your character and that show, really quick.
So Star Wars Skeleton Crew is a story about four kids that accidentally launch themselves into space, and they have to work their way together to find their way home. It's about friendship. It's exciting, you know, action-packed. But I play Fern, and she's kind of this tomboy of the group. She's the leader, kind of like Han Solo. And she's cool. She likes speeder bikes and she likes racing.
Wow. And what was it like now being part of the Star Wars universe? Do you remember the call that you got when you're like, you actually got it? And were you a Star Wars fan beforehand?
I was a Star Wars fan beforehand. I was a Star Wars hand. Wow.
It was a Star Wars hand model.
But, like, in fact, my, like, phone ringtone, that's all Star Wars themed. For, like, the past 6 years, I still haven't changed
it. That's awesome.
But I've always been a fan. And I do remember the call. It was a Zoom with John Watts. And I just remember him saying, oh, we really want you to come out here and work with us.
That's awesome.
And I went, okay. Yeah, sure.
What do I
yeah.
need to do?
This is too good to be true. And then I got off the call and I was left confused. Yeah. It was more confusion than anything. And I looked at my dad and he was like, wow, congratulations, you got the job. And I went, no, I didn't. What are you talking about? He just said that he would like to work with me. It doesn't mean that I booked it, but here we are.
That's awesome.
It was great.
Now, Dean Armstrong from CW Sullivan Crossing. tell the audience a little bit about your character and what that show's about.
Well, you know, with all of these glowing contributions that you have made to my personality attributes, I often play a lot of not really nice guys. Uh-huh. And
it would honestly make me so upset when I would like watch a little bit of his stuff when I was younger. I'd be like, oh, why are you so terrible?
Or she would, you know, flip through photos on my phone and say, she would see me with a bullet hole of sorts and say, Daddy, you need to be more careful. But at any rate, Glenn Perry is the character that I've played on the past couple of seasons on Sullivan's Crossing, who is an antagonist to Scott Patterson, who is Sully, who owns the crossing. And he's a wealthy, arrogant, power-hungry individual that likes to do things because he can. And not the nicest guy. I don't want to shed light too much on the journey that this particular character has coming back into season 3, but the audience should be in for some more mischief.
Wow.
Drama.
Which is cool because you play completely opposite of what you are. You're one of the nicest human beings, and both of you guys are. So I think it's just really cool to play different characters like that because I think it's probably
kind of fun.
It's kind of fun to play that. Yeah. I mean, when you see your dad play, you kind of go, oh my gosh. Like,
I think now I like it, but when I was younger, I was like, you, as he said, I remember this specific moment because I was just so scared. I just saw this like gory photo in his phone. And I was like, oh, Dad, it was just like all special effects.
Yeah.
I think I had a bullet hole in my
head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. So now you're part of this Star Wars universe. What's it like? And what's the biggest, I think, perk that you've seen, or maybe has your life changed in a way? You obviously have your own action figure, you have your own Funko, actually, and then also I think I found this, you actually have your own Lego. I think you got your own Lego.
I think I do.
You're not rummaging through your pocket.
I told you I have some friends in the toys industry, so
you assembled it.
I didn't. So I got this particular.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Did you assemble the Onyx Cinder?
No. But
that's fantastic.
You seen this one already?
Yeah. Okay. That's so weird.
What's it like? What's it like seeing yourself? I mean, obviously, from Funko to the figure, but like, what's that like now seeing that? And I'm sure you're a proud dad.
Yeah, I mean, at her age, I was playing with action figures, let alone was definitely not one.
I mean, I really don't know how to describe it. Like, it doesn't even feel real to me still. Like, seeing it is just so surreal. But I remember the first day, it was, I think, maybe 3 or 4 months after shooting Skeleton Crew, and we were just in the car, and my dad was sent a photo of, like, the first prototype of the Fern action figure.
Yeah.
And I started crying. Wow. Like I didn't even know what to do. Like it I guess it kind of felt real then, and I don't know.
Yeah, I think you had something tangible that represented that.
Yeah, I felt like it, and it was also like a while because the strike was happening, and I was just like, oh, is it ever going to come out? And then I just saw the action figure. I was like, oh, wow.
Well, what do you have to say to your Star Wars fans that are so loyal? Anything you want to say to them?
Oh, I love you guys. Like, this is just such an exciting new journey. I'm so happy to now be a part of this awesome franchise. And thanks for having me.
And for Dean Armstrong, being part of the CW, I mean, so I guess one of the criteria where you got to be good looking, which you are. And I'm the CW is such this iconic, like, you know, I remember growing up, and then they had from the Dawson Street to the Smallville, and they did the montages, everyone looking to the camera.
Yeah, Vampire Diaries CW.
And so what's it like being part of this, CW kind of show, and, you know, what's that like for you and that kind of fan base as well?
It is a genre. It's a network that I hadn't previously anticipated I would ever be a part of. There is a specific style of show that meets a criteria that meets an audience expectation. And, I think that one of the things that the CW differentiates from so many other different networks is their commitment to storytelling through characters and that tension and that drama. Very script driven, not action driven. The assembly of these shows is pretty consistent in context of the focus on that text. And it's nice to be able to explore a character that is so heavy in that arena, and kind of contribute to this perpetual dramatic tension that is a product of this show. I bring my own edge to this guy that exists, I feel, a little bit on the peripheral of some of the tropes that are associated with the genre, which I hope the audience likes. It's definitely a nice addition to this evolving story on this series.
Wow. Here's the good part and bad part. The good part is I love what you guys are saying. The bad part is we only got like 2 minutes left, really quickly.
It's unacceptable.
So the show is ultimately about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. Ryan Keir Armstrong from Disney Plus's Star Wars Skeleton Crew. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
Honestly, just be unique and be you, and be able to have the times where you're working and also focus on yourself sometimes. And sometimes you have to have those days where you just lie in bed and eat In-N-Out and ice cream and that's it. And it helps build you as a person. And sometimes you have to have that and give. Don't be too hard on yourself.
And Dean Armstrong from CW Sullivan's Crossing. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone?
You know what? Because you've referenced it, and it's been a show that had such significant contributions to my earlier foundation and everything from which I have built from. But because you did speak about Rent earlier on, and that show really was kind of a miracle in my life. It really was. Why I had this incredible opportunity when so many other people could have had that opportunity. This whole message of no day but today, and forget regret or life is yours to miss. I'm going to leave today on that note, because today is the day that everything can happen. And as long as you know that, your past, your circumstances, however uncongenial they may be, they will not long remain so if you focus on the moment now and the direction that you want to go. No day but today. Do today as if it's your last, truthfully. And I think it will significantly change the way that you meet people, the way that you engage in your day-to-day activities, and how you kind of define that path that you really want to go on.
Wow. Well, I want to say thank you to I adore you guys, literally, sincerely. You guys are awesome. I literally have so much love for you guys, sincerely. I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck. Congratulations on all your guys' success, and happy pre-birthday, early birthdays as well. So Ryan K. Armstrong, how can they check you out? Social medias and the show one more time.
I'm Ryan K. Armstrong on Instagram, and Star Wars Skeleton Crew, watch it on Disney Plus.
All right, and you can stream all episodes now.
Yeah,
awesome. And then Dean Armstrong, social medias, all the websites, anything good stuff.
Yes, well, I'm pretty limited in the social media outreach, but you can certainly find me on Instagram at Dean S. Armstrong, and you can also catch me on Sullivan's Crossing on the CW.
Awesome. Websites?
There is a professional website for the business at armstrongactingstudios.com.
Awesome. Well, there you go. Well, God bless you guys. Again, such a treat to have you guys on, and I literally, from the bottom of my heart, you guys are really, really special to me, and I adore you guys, love you guys. God
likewise,
bless you,
buddy.
And then all you guys, thank you so much again. Happy New Year's for everybody. God bless you guys all. Love you, adore you guys, and appreciate all you guys' listenership. Again, I see all the stuff when you guys send in. I love reading those stuff, and one day I'm going to try to read all those stuff off the air, and I really, really adore everybody there, and gosh, this is a good show. All right, God bless you guys. And I'd like to end up my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.